jump to in this jam-packed hour of America Tonight, including one for the Bad Boys file. We could go in a lot of different directions with that. Hope your week is off to a solid start. Kate Delaney here, the host of America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. Left, right, or somewhere in between. I don't care what stripes you wear. It's about the conversation, my friends, and we're always having it here with the water cooler buzz on ATN. So chime in, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, let me give you something to chime in on. Everybody's talking about this WikiLeaks thing. You know what WikiLeaks is? You know, the whistleblower guy comes up with sensationalized stories about things that have happened. Some of them pretty significant. He's trying to bring down the Scientologist. Then there was the release of Sarah Palin's emails and a slew of other things. But the big one now is the documents, 92,000 plus military documents focused on the Afghanistan war. And so this 39-year-old former computer hacker, well, of course, he's not going to say where he got the documents from, but you got these tens of thousands of classified reports on Afghanistan. And he's talking about the fact that there's going to be these new leaks. The Pentagon has come out and said, hey, you know what? This information isn't any bombshell information. It's stuff that's not going to hurt us, but not everybody agrees. The one thing that's talked about in it is a lot of the casualties, the civilian casualties. And then, of course, the fact that the purpose of releasing the documents was is to try to nail people for war crimes and said, hey, that's up for a, you know, it's up for a court to decide. But that's what they're trying. That's what the push of this was, to talk about mostly the civilians that were killed by, let's say, ricochets, for example, and that things were inconsistent on some of the number of people killed and wounded on particular attacks. A special ops team attacked a house with missiles, for example, and that kind of stuff. So really, the focus of it, a lot of the focus of it is there, is specifically on the casualties and how the people were killed, how some of the Afghanistan people were killed. So there's going to be some kind of fallout. I don't know that I agree that it's no big deal. The White House is playing it off like initially that it was a big deal, and then trying to just kind of backtrack on the whole thing. They have to be mortified that stuff's leaking out, whether it's significant or not significant or whatever. Don't you think 92,000 documents is a lot to be floating around out there? And it brings back everything to home when you read it. It brings it all back round as to what is the end game in Afghanistan. All the sacrifice of these soldiers who have no rules of engagement that make any sense, where they get fired on and the half the time they can't fire back. What is that about? So we have more casualties. We're pumping a bunch of money in there. And yet in these reports, half of what it says is, oh, there's not enough armor. We're back to that same thing. There's not enough equipment. So from that perspective, it certainly isn't good. Whatever with the coalition forces, because there's only a tiny amount of coalition forces, but yet still, to me, if anything, it's also an embarrassment for the administration because of who's out there pumping the stuff out. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's not a great thing. There's no question about it. The Pentagon saying it's not going to sink anyone's battleship. Okay. Of course you're going to say that because you're covering your tracks, basically. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the Bush tax cuts and what does that ultimately mean if they're not renewed, and the doublespeak on that. And speaking of doublespeak, boy, we got a ton of other things that go down that same alleyway. And that's all coming up in the next couple of segments. First, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Kate, I just wanted to reiterate what the last caller, the fellow from Texas, was talking about the world court.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Let me, before I do, I got a little confused here. I was listening to a guy by the name of John Batchelor. He has a show in New York City here.
I know John, yeah.
Yeah, Sydney, I want to say Sydney Schoenfeld. I'm not sure who the fellow's name was. But I was brought almost to tears last night. I was sitting in my little kitchen here eating a piece of ice cream. It was so hot. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to the story the guy told. And I'll get back to the gun issue, but bear with me. 500, I believe it was 519. That was the number. You were talking about we can count. Apparently, during the Paris peace talks in 1972 to end the Vietnam War, Nixon had agreed to $3.25 billion to give to the Vietnamese basically for reparations. He felt it was extortion, but they reneged on that deal, and I believe the number was 519. They left prisoners in Vietnam and Laos in the jungles. You remember the movie with Stallone's Rambo 2?
Yes,
he went,
yes.
Now, people might have seen that. The reason I brought the tears, I remember listening to Alex Jones, and he said that during World War II, FDR, when the German prisons were liberated, Nazi prisons were liberated, we left 14,000 prisoners to the Russians as slave laborers, and they just wanted it. I believe the reason was he just wanted to get along with Stalin, didn't want to break up their master plan for the controlling the world. So they left prisoners there. So why do you bring into tears, Mark? You know my uncles and great uncles served in the military. Mm-hmm. But 519 guys, I started crying, really. They left them there. As late as 1980s, they knew that these guys were there, and they did nothing.
Mm.
Here's the reason I bring that up. With the WikiLeaks and everything else is going on, and I asked about Oath Keepers and why people fight for this country. We wave our flags and we do everything.
Sure.
They're rushing to go into bomb Iran now. They're looking to look. They're giving money to Pakistan. Their guys are still dying left and right over there in Afghanistan. And for what, Kate? For what?
Right.
I had to bring that up first. I just
want
to leave that there. It was probably the most important part of the call. But the reason I asked it because it kind of segues, and everything I talk about, it segues into what Mayor Daley's doing. He basically, what he's saying is, and this comes from Chris Cox in the NRA bulletin, that he wants the people in countries like Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Turkey, Kenya, Cameroon, to go to the world court and sue American gun makers because of the high crime rate in Chicago. And he fears, and all the other politicians fears, that with the recent Supreme Court decision, which is good and bad, I don't have to go into it, about how people have a right to defend themselves.
Right.
That's what the problem is. Even though Mayor Daley is so screwed up about guns, he's got so many bodyguards like Bloomberg does, but they don't give a damn about us. They're just doing everything they can to circumvent our Constitution. So I ask again, why do we fight? For what Constitution are these people defending? Is it really still there, or are they wiping their rear ends with the Constitution? And I know I don't have a lot of time, but I just wanted to mention why Daley's doing that, because he doesn't give a damn. He's one of these rich elites with these power brokers in these big cities that are so afraid of the populace. And if anyone gets a chance, the July 19th, 2010 issue of National Review has a column by Kevin Williamson, and it says the left fears armed citizens because it fears citizens, period. Just read that column by Kevin Williamson. They don't trust us, and they fear us for having are able to protect ourselves because we can't be slaves. Thank you, baby.
All right. Mark brings up a can of worms about, again, the gun issue and the fight in Chicago. We'll talk about it more.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what.
More than bad luck when we're talking about what we have been talking about with this WikiLeaks thing. And if you go to WikiLeaks.org, you know what I'm talking about, the slew of avalanche of classified documents that are all out there. It is the same, you know, the site basically is now swamped with traffic too. And the Pentagon officially is saying, pretty much they're saying there's no bombshells there. I mentioned that already. But they're talking about, well, we'll know weeks from now. They don't want to completely say that nothing is out there that we don't want to be out there, blah, 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 blah. But hey, you know, there is this possibility. So we want to reserve the right just in case. So does it help the enemy? Is there some significance here? Here's what one of the retired generals had to say, Jack Keane, on the matter.
Our adversaries are going to have access to an extraordinary amount of information in a level of detail that will definitely assist them. The most significant, I think, information that would be there is how we do our operations and also who our sources are. What's particularly disturbing about it, it runs the very real risk of increasing the threat to our people's lives.
Well, certainly we don't want that. I mean, whatever you think about the war in Afghanistan, I guarantee whether it's Tom in Texas, Mark in New York, Stu in Kentucky, Kate doing the show, or whoever, I think all of us are united in the fact that no matter what your stripes are, we don't want to see more damage to the truth. So if this slams the troops, I mean, ultimately they're the pawns in this whole thing anyway, and that would be the worst. That would be the worst if this is what it ultimately leads to. So is there any high value information in there? Is it just a bunch of, does it just show the amount of ridiculousness in some of the operations and some of the things that have happened to the troops while they've been there, or is it the other side of it? Because if you look at it, certainly, and I think that was the goal of WikiLeaks, to say, look at these, look what's happening to the people in Afghanistan, look at some of the operations that have happened that we didn't know about, and now we have more specifics on them thanks to these classified documents, so maybe there'll be some military courts that will try some of the people involved in some of the operations. So will more shoes drop? Will something big happen out of this massive amount of documents? Or it'll just be water cooler buzz that suddenly kind of goes away because something else comes up and all is sort of forgotten? Because it's never completely forgotten, but let's just say all of it is sort of forgotten. Now, the other thing that Mark brought up that a lot of people are talking about, we've been talking about it here on America Tonight, of course, is the whole gun thing that happened. When I say gun thing, I mean, we could devote a whole show to it, and someday we will devote a whole hour to just looking at all aspects of really where are we at. And the NRA is a very, very powerful, I'll call them political force, as they're trying to defend the Second Rights Amendment, certainly. Since the NRA was started, that's been the idea about it. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit, if you want to go to the definition of the NRA, organization that lists specifically its goal of protecting the Second Amendment. So in keeping everybody up to date, part of that includes letting everybody know what the sneaky mayor, mayor who is riddled with that corruption that lies right there, right on Lake Michigan when it comes to Chicago politics, and how far he'll go, Daley will go, to stop guns from being in the hands of people who want to defend themselves. Ultimately, that was the idea of the Supreme Court case and the challenge of it. You have to think outside of your own skin and imagine living in a place that was so horrible, but it's your place, it's your home, it's your neighborhood, where you don't know, like Compton, California, like the south side of Chicago, where you just don't know when your kid's coming home from school, is there a possibility that some bullets ricochet off something and kill them? I mean, it's really that. Or they just flat out get shot for whatever reason because they get in the middle of some gang warfare that happens to be going on. Or somebody wants to do a smash and grab in your house, you know, to your house, and you got no way to defend that family should they decide to pull that on you. And that was the whole point. That was the whole point of being at least having the opportunity to have the gun in the house if they so chose to do that. And so that's where we're headed. How could it possibly be manipulated if you're the anti-gun people? If you're the people in power, as Mark will always slam Bloomberg, who I agree with him on the whole Bloomberg thing, isn't it interesting that the guy who does constantly comes up with the most cockamamie things with the driver's licenses, with the illegals, with the things with guns in New York, but he's got bodyguards. Are your bodyguards armed? I mean, there's the question. The bodyguards are armed. I mean, if you're anti-gun, don't like guns, don't want guns, don't think the people should have guns, then you can't, I don't think that you should have people protecting you that have weapons. Remember, there was a talk show host. She used to be somebody that was on the woman's daytime show, The View, right? Rosie O'Donnell. You know who she is, right? We'll ask you in Kentucky who Rosie O'Donnell is. Anyway, I remember that was one of her things, the anti-gun deal. Remember the whole NRA? Didn't Charlton Heston come on one of the shows she did? But then it turns out she's got bodyguards, and her bodyguards are armed. So, look, you can't have it both ways, and I think that is hypocritical. Then you can't have guns around you if you're telling everybody else that they can't have protection. That end of story. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, kid, how are you?
I'm good. How about you, man?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, you know, kid, I'm not a very big, you know, personally myself, I wouldn't want to deal with guns, you know.
Right, right.
But when you start looking at the way America is now, I mean, we got media and Hollywood and you know, that promote so much violence and the movies and the media, and then you got, you know, a border that's not secured, a federal government that doesn't want to secure it, evidently, you know, and so you have no clue who's coming over, who's here in the United States, you know, and so, you know, if people are living in big cities and like Chicago and, you know, and I live out in a tiny town in Wyoming, you know, and everyone around here packs guns, but that's more for hunting versus, you know, for worrying about somebody coming in and stealing or whatever, or breaking in your house. But, you know, you can't sit back and blame people, you know, if they feel a sense of needing to protect themselves.
Right,
and,
I agree.
I will always agree, you know, as long as we've got these issues to deal with in America, if we were able to sit back and say, hey, this is a completely secure country and there's, you know, very little violence, et cetera, then I could sit back and say, boy, you know, maybe, you know, we're overdoing it a little bit, you know, maybe, you know, there are too many guns or whatever, but, you know, I don't ever see that happening. And so, you know, people ought to be able to, if they feel the need to protect themselves, they ought to be able to, Kate.
I agree. Look, you can talk about all we want to talk about the founding documents and the founding fathers, but they, and yes, it was different times, but still the need to the right to bear arms is still significant now, whether you or I personally would have weapons or have guns or whatever. You're absolutely right. It's certainly, you don't want to take freedoms away, whether it's something we personally take part in or not.
Yeah. Hey, speaking about guns, man, go Matt Garza in Tampa Bay tonight. How about that? Gunning them down.
Ooh, no kidding. No hitter.
Tigers. Yeah, great for him, and got the Rays off the schneid there for being one of the few teams. I think the only ones left now are the Padres and the Mets that don't have a no-hitter in their team history. And
I know.
Boy,
isn't that...
you look at the Mets, you think, geez, of all the guys that have pitched for the Mets.
And they have no hitter. And yet they have no one in their history with a no-hitter. We're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later at the tail end of this hour in Sports Shorts. Thanks. Appreciate it, Don. Coming up on the flip side, though, we've got Bad Boys. Hang through.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Name. Tony Hayward, ringing any bells? Well, he didn't cheat on an actor's wife, and he doesn't have a gazillion tattoos and shot up a bunch of people over the other side of the border or anything like that. But he did some damage, to be certain. He is, or was, the CEO of British Petroleum. He's going to step down as the chief executive officer for, starting, I think, October 1st. To be succeeded by an American. Imagine that. Oh, the light bulb moment went off in that company. Robert Dudley is his name. Anyway, they released a statement. I happened to get that statement earlier in the day. They talked about their earnings, and then, oh, by the way, by mutual agreement, Hayward is no longer going to be the CEO of BP. I mean, they didn't really say it like that, but pretty much. He's going to get a ton of money. He's going to be on the board until November, whatever. And they're going to push him. In fact, they're nominating him as a non-executive director of their Russian venture, which is huge for British Petroleum. It's the TNK BP deal. BP, under the guise of Tony Hayward, I mean, his big blunder was stupid things like, hey, he needed to go home and watch a big important race, a big important yacht race. I mean, that was stupid, because why would you even release that? But even previous to that, some of the dumb things he said when he was asked about what was happening with the spill and everything, I think painted a worse picture of British Petroleum. He didn't do them any favors, in other words. And when you're in that kind of a position, I mean, come on, these guys have a gazillion dollars. They don't have a PR firm telling them, listen, don't, this is what you need to say and here's what you need to put out and whatever. Made for interesting talk show fodder, I'll give you that. But he goes in the bad boys file for just having too many stupid things to say in releasing whatever he was releasing to the public. He didn't go about it the right way, in other words, and he made the situation that much worse for the company. But typical, it doesn't matter. He must be a well-liked bloke because they're just going to move him on to something where he's probably going to make even more money. By the way, BP is reporting that it's taken a pre-tax charge of $32.2 billion for the Gulf of Mexico spill, and they plan to sell assets up to $30 billion over the next 18 months. There you go. So an American is going to take over the duties in the U.S. But presently, there's somebody that's going to be the interim guy really handling a lot of the stuff, and that's Lamar McKay. Listen, just whoever represents the company, the bottom line is just cut it straight or say no comment. Why don't they learn that expression? No comment. I really don't know. We're really not sure about that situation. So once we have more, we'll release it to you when we know more specifics. This is what we're trying to do. Boom. And he never said that. That's what they need. They need a face that can turn things around, I guess. The weird thing about the BP deal is it wasn't all BP. Transocean is way in the thick of this thing. If you look at, you want to talk about leaked documents, if you look at the leaked emails from Transocean, it was ridiculous the things that many of the workers reported as problematic. Geez, we're worried about this. Ooh, this is a horrible safety-wise. And if they had just listened to some of what the workers were saying on Transocean side of it, I don't know. I don't know that it would have could have been completely avoided, but perhaps he wouldn't have had those deaths on the platform. I don't know. It seems to me that there wasn't enough blame spread around in that situation. Not like I'm sticking up for BP or anything, because I'm not. But I'm just saying, it wasn't all their fault, so I blame a lot of that on Tony Hayward and the way he handled it. So we move on from bad boys to a couple of other interesting things. I keep saying if you want to see where we're going economically, you look at the homes. You look at what's going on with home sales, what's going on with foreclosures, all that sort of thing. Well, the sales of new homes jumped last month, but it was the second weakest month on record. The pathetic economy has made potential buyers very skittish about shopping for homes. In fact, I would say in some cities, apartment dwelling has to be up. New home sales rose about 24% in June from a month earlier to what they called the seasonally adjusted annual sale pace of 330,000, according to the Commerce Department. That's the numbers they released on Monday. May's number was revised to go backwards to a rate of 267,000. That's the slowest, ready for this? Slowest pace on records dating back to 1963. If you hang around next hour, you listen to what Saul Alben has to say, one of our financial experts here on ATN, about that very thing. That, you know, it's deceiving. So sales for April and March were revised. They're downward. You got high unemployment. You got slow job growth. You got tight credit from people buying houses. So what do you think's going to happen? Of course, it points to one thing and one thing only. Things are getting worse. The double dip recession is almost inevitable. That's why, and it does seem ridiculous. I understand that. I mean, on the surface, when you've got a politician that says, you know, the tax breaks for the rich, that's ridiculous, and why is it the middle class that are being squeezed out? And the middle class is being squeezed out, and I'm completely on board with that. But here's the problem. When you look at what's happened financially, like the tighter financial regulations, where that's going to head, you look at the Bush tax cuts not being renewed. Well, even the former economic advisors who are against renewing the Bush tax cuts are saying, well, if you don't renew them, though, it will be bad ultimately for the economy. Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Because the problem is, I mean, it's like when you have the Federal Reserve Chairman, the current guy, Ben Bernanke, who's testifying and saying that the recovery is just too fragile because any tax increase is going to kill the economy. And that's why he's pushing and saying you got to renew the tax cuts. And, of course, the reason is because of the small businesses. They're the ones who are going to get jammed up on it. Thus, that translates into people who work for the small business owners, which is what we are primarily made up with, made up of. So if you're an Uber monopoly company, you love it. Who cares? But if you're the average business, that's not good when you're talking about increasing 35% to almost 40%. That 5% makes an incredible difference. But this was part of the promise on the campaign trail. We're not going to continue the Bush tax breaks because it was for the buddies, for the cronies, and we're not going to have that. We're going to just let them expire. But it's not going to be the people who have the money who are going to be hit the hardest. It's going to be the guys who are barely there. It's going to be the really true small business owners who are the ones who can create the positions, who won't create the positions. So once again, it means that people surrounding the president or people that are so-called handling the financial side of things aren't really being practical about it, aren't really looking at what it means to the economy. And so you've got ideology that's slamming into reality, and ideology is winning out. But unfortunately, as that wins out, the rest of us are going to lose in the long run. I mean, it is what it is. You look at the numbers, and on paper, when you look at it, there's no question that If you've got a tax increase, it'll be a killer. Because you just can't, I would say no way to tax increase next year. I would just say no way. You cannot do that. Especially when you're talking about unemployment being at almost 10%. I mean, for goodness sake, they just extended the unemployment benefits to the people who have been on unemployment forever. So it's obvious that they're doing that while at the same time not really looking at what the tax cuts mean. And if they did that, then they wouldn't vote. I mean, they would vote to extend the breaks that were already there. Even if they extended them for a year, that would be smart because we'll see where we're at after that. Although I think the whole housing crunch won't be completely felt probably for the next 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. Let's hope it's only 3 years, but I think we could be looking at some other things. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about no hitter in sports shorts, and there are a couple of other things worth mentioning too. What's the latest with Michael Vick? You know, we're going to bring back our nail the score thing once we get back into the football season. End of July, almost into August, training camps opening up. A lot of excitement in the air for people who are big football fans. I certainly would be one of them, and I'm an Eagles fan. So now that there's no Donovan McNabb, what does that mean for the Eagles? What you care about is what are the games you're going to pick ultimately for Nail the Score. If we go down the schedule, of course, the computer picks them week to week, but it's exciting. We're getting closer. What about that no-hitter? We'll tell you about that next on ATM.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quick
weekly, packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Swinging a fly ball, shallow right, Zobrist is there, no-hitter. Matt Garza has just thrown the first no-hitter in Tampa Bay Rays history.
Sweet, you gotta love that. Oh, I do as a sports fan. We're going to the lighter side to join us for this ride. I hope some of you are sports fans. I'm a huge baseball fan. So the Rays are on the right side of this one. There's no question about it. Garza, the first no-hitter in franchise history. That's what you just heard there. And the fifth in Major League Baseball this season. How about that? And they knocked down the Tigers 5-0 on Monday night. He faced 27 batters. He allowed only a second-inning walk. That's it. And this is a team that always seems to be on the opposite side of the no-hitters deal. So good for Garza. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
Well, that's where I've had most of my success is with my fastball. You know, the breaking balls, you know, yeah, they're there, but I've had most of my success this year with my fastball. And, the guy behind the plate calling the numbers down did one hell of a job, too. And one of those days where everything lined up, you know, defense made great plays, and I really can't say enough about them.
Yeah, so a big moment for the Rays. His teammates were excited. I happened to catch a couple of clips of that. And they, you know, they mobbed him. That's what you do, of course, near the mound. And it means now that just the Mets and the Padres are the only big league teams without a no-hitter. The Rays started to play their expansion club, obviously, in 1998. The Padres, you go back to the 60s, 69, and the Mets, 62. Ooh, how about that? Matt, did you like this baseball thing just like me, and did you happen to catch any of that? It was pretty sweet, I think. Oh, man. And that's when it's fun to watch, too, is when they start to talk about the possibility of a no-hitter. oh, it's just a possibility. And then you watch and you get invested in it, and then you're just hoping those last couple of pitches work, that last inning, whatever. So that's exciting stuff. Good for Garza. Because you'll go into the Hall of Fame with the no-hitters. You think of the great Nolan Ryan, 7 no-hitters. How do you pitch 7 no-hitters? But to even have one and have your name, Garza will be in the Hall of Fame no matter what happens in his career with that no-hitter,
and
the
also,
ball, et cetera.
The Rays, they've had, three no-hitters thrown against them in the last year, I think.
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
And they've never had, so it's probably good for the team to be on the right side of one for once.
Yeah, it's got to be good. Absolutely. It's good to pump them up anyway, right? All right, so we're going to go from baseball to football, and there are a lot of things we could talk about with football camps opening up and the new guys coming in and who isn't signed, and there's a zillion storylines. But what's interesting is, you know, we did Bad Boys before, and I put Tony Hayward as the bad boy, the now soon-to-be former BP CEO. But we could have gone to Vic, but that's just old hat to go to that territory. You know, at some point he has to grow up and he has to dump his posse, because I'm going to blame it on the people he's hanging with. What happened with Michael Vick is the NFL and the Eagles, his team, have been looking into what happened at a shooting outside a restaurant in Virginia Beach. It was his birthday party, and he turned 30 years old at the birthday party, which doesn't mean that your friends can shoot off guns, but somebody shot off some guns. So that was not a good thing after the whole dog fighting deal and serving 18 months in prison. Vic said he cried after there was a shooting at his party because he didn't do anything wrong, but he knew that this would hurt him and that he probably let a lot of people down by putting himself in the situation. Well, here's the deal. The NFL didn't do anything about it. I mean, they were looking into it, but they haven't fined him or said that he's out or suspended or whatever, and he reported to Eagles training camp on time. So he had a few things to say about it. Here's Michael Vick.
I went and spoke to the authorities, made sure everybody knew exactly what my role was, what happened, where I was at, and wanted to be honest and forthright with everybody from the beginning. So I put a call in to everybody, let them know exactly what happened, and to let them know that I was being open and honest. My life is a work in progress. I feel like I put myself in a position where I'm under the radar, I'm under the gun, and that should be more of why I should always shouldn't have a lack of attention in my judgment.
All right, here's what Michael Vick had to say about the commish, Goodell, and the reaction there.
You want to look a person like him in the eyes. You know, after a certain incident occurs, especially after, you know, he gave me an opportunity to come back and play in this league. So I would much rather look him in his eyes and tell him exactly what happened and why I was hurt because of the events that surrounded that birthday party.
Yeah, I would tell him if I were Andy Reid, you got to cut people loose. You got to do something different, brother. You know, this bad behavior, bad judgment, all that sort of stuff, especially after doing the whole prison thing. Oh, Michael, please. What happens with the Eagles now is, of course, Kevin Kolb is going to be the quarterback, although I think Andrew Reed was going there anyway. Michael Vick is really the backup guy. And he does have talent, but he doesn't have good judgment. You know, when you see stories like this, Matt, don't you just shake your head? I mean, you just know exactly what it's about. He should have just had a private party. I think he said that his mother wanted to throw him a private party. Should have just done that.
Yeah, it's amazing the people who get second chances.
Oh.
I mean, he was out of the NFL for, what, 2 years, I think?
Yeah.
I mean, and you get a chance to come back, and you still just continue to make mistakes. I don't get it. It's the same thing with Adam Jones, too. He did it. I mean, it's just incredible. You don't get, you know, third and fourth chances all the time.
You see, once again, all of us don't get second and third chances in anything we do. Don't we always say that? But in the case of the athlete, it's much different. Although Roger Goodell, he's pretty heavy-handed. He seems to be running a league that way. And I don't know what they uncovered. Probably they couldn't find out who the shooter was and the whole thing. That's what I'm assuming. The party people were mostly friends and family, so it could have been anyone. It could have been someone who was a hanger-on that came with somebody else. But the point being is it just goes to show you the guy, he exercises poor judgment, and he's gonna get knocked down because of that with the Eagles. If he doesn't get knocked down by the league, he will by the Eagles. Here's another stupid thing. Martellus Bennett, the tight end for the Cowboys, ended up having to apologize for a nude photo on the internet. It's surfaced on the internet. He's in the shower. He took a photo of himself with a phone. And his, let's just say, his private parts are kind of obscured by a giant starburst to make the photo more palatable, maybe, for mass consumption. It's the way I read it somewhere, right? So Bennett just apologized. He's not talking about it. And this is another one of these situations where he's saying, oh, it's inappropriate. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. I regret that for the organization. They were taken years ago, and that's what he's trying to say, blah, 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 blah. You can't get in those situations. They're just not thinking, I guess. And this will go away because the Cowboys especially, they'll have a slew of other things that will come out. And they already have that with Dez Bryant ignoring the fact that he's supposed to be initiated and carry the pads of one of the other guys and refused to do it. It was Roy Williams who he refused to do it for. But it goes back to the same thing. These athletes are not rocket scientists for the most part. I mean, there's some that are incredibly educated and smart about the things around them. So I don't want a blanket statement that, because I hate when anybody stereotypes anyone as, well, he's an athlete, he must be an idiot. But let's just say a big portion of the pie is definitely tilted in that direction. I'm surprised at the Bennett thing, because that's a little bit out of character for him. So I'm just thinking he had kind of a party night and wasn't thinking and let someone take the photograph. Remember the photograph of Michael Phelps with the bong when he was down at one of the campuses? I want to say it was Georgia. And this is the way it is. If you're somebody well-known, everybody in the world has a microphone, a camera, a flip phone, whatever they have. And if you are out in public like that, you're going to be caught on tape somehow, some way. And if you're not in public and you're with people that you don't know very well, there's still a chance that whatever it is you're saying, they're going to catch on camera. Word to the wise.